Good afternoon, listeners. This is The Generic Alternative, and I'm your host, Alexander. You guys just got to hear Nick Lagasse in The Wandering Rhythms. Be sure to check out his band, Mingwa. That's M-N-G-W-A. It's like a nine-armed mythical beast. It is a pretty hip-shaken kind of band. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquitlam. If you want to find us online, find us at cgsf.ca. Now, let's get this show on the road.
Radio's the only life. me now. You think I'm up for anything somehow. I've also heard you're up to no good. And I like that, like you knew I would.
It's time for an update on some events, concerts, holidays, and more. On September 23rd, 2023, the Arctic Monkeys are coming to the Lower Mainland, and so is Weezblood on their tour called In Holy Flux, that's in March. For the gamers out there, Nintendo Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom released a trailer for a new video game, available May 12th, and Harry Potter Boy Wizard fans from the book series by J.K. Rowling will be pleased to know that the video game Hogwarts Legacy is out right now. Melotica is live streaming February 16th, a Thursday, for those looking for a less well-known Lady Gaga type of tune. February 14th is Valentine's Day, BC Family Day is the 20th, as well as Happy Black History Month, everybody. I think we have a song called Black History Month coming up next.
dreams captivate me, but I wake up to the cry of a lonesome foghorn outside.
It's time for the Internet Headlines part of the program, where I talk about headlines that caught my eyes on the interweb connectivity super surfing inter-ether way. Okay, so Jill Biden kissed Doug Emhoff on the mouth. Bo Horvat no longer on the Canucks. He scored his first goal on the new team. He is on to an enthusiastic crowd. There was a river in Argentina that turned green. Kim Jong-un has a daughter. She was seen with her dad at a parade. Wilfrid Laurier University had a protest over the continued mandate of face coverings, despite basically everywhere else in Canada no longer having a mask mandate. There was a recent earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Over 10,000 people died so far between those two countries, despite rescue efforts in part from international heroes who are trying to keep that death toll down. LeBron James, basketball player, he breaks Kareem's all-time scoring record. Jerome Powell has taken a bit of a breather on his hike, probably to see the Super Bowl halftime commercials. Another president besides Powell, Akio Toyota, with a hybrid car market strategy, revealed that he's planning to step down as the CEO of the Toyota Motor Company. The Shenzhou 15 astronaut space explorer Taconauts completed their first spacewalk, probably confirming the meme of seeing the shape of the Earth for what it really is, like the Voros twins have recently posted, and that's what's caught my attention on the internet this past week.
child. Let's wipe away the tears and hold our family tight. Where do we go from here? Where should we listen? What should we read and trust? Where should we go to find the perspective that is just?
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation.